Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.
And I'm Garrett Crow.
Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. Garrett, our first story today is about wine. Are you much of a wine drinker?
Every now and then I partake.
What do you think the number one wine country is in the world?
California? That's not a country, but maybe.
France, actually. France is the number one country. The number two country is Italy. United States is in the top five. We're actually number four. But just take a wild guess. What do you think the number five wine-producing country in the world is?
Canada.
No. Argentina.
Really? What's really?
Yeah, that was kind of my reaction when I first found out. I'm like, I didn't know Argentina had much of a wine culture going on. Turns out they have a very rich wine culture in Argentina, stretches back hundreds of years. Wines from Argentina are actually becoming popular here in Chattanooga.
Why would they be popular here in Chattanooga?
That's what we're going to look at in this first segment. I talked to several wine experts about it. First, I visited Jack's Liquor downtown near the aquarium.
We have a whole Malbec section.
Ann Andrews works at Jack's, which has a whole section devoted to Argentine wines. She says these wines are gaining popularity because they're good but inexpensive. Prices for one bottle range from $12 to $20.
They're a little less expensive than, say, your regular Cabernets that can range anywhere from $9 to $300 a bottle. So they definitely are in a good price point.
Malbec is the most popular kind. It's a red wine. Andrews says it's got a lot of flavor. It's easy to drink.
And you don't necessarily have to eat when you're drinking a Malbec, which is kind of nice, too. You can just have a nice glass of wine after work.
Sales of these wines are picking up.
We get a lot of people that do want to know where our Malbec section is, so.
Mariano Cebrian is a local wine importer. He lives in Chattanooga, but he's originally from Salta, a town in Argentina. He says wine runs in his blood, so naturally his business is bringing Argentine wines to the United States. He says these wines are especially popular with younger wine drinkers.
It turns out it's easier to start with an easy-to-drink wine like a Malbec or a Pinot Noir or a Zinfandel, and then people build on into different, more developed or stronger wines.
His importing business is called Panoram. He started it about 3 years ago with a couple of other partners from Argentina.
It was a little bit of a coincidence that we got to meet, and we decided there is room for it. There is definitely growing potential. So here we are.
So are these people you met in Chattanooga?
Mm-hmm.
And are they also from Argentina?
They are, yes. They're part Argentine.
So that is a coincidence.
It's huge, yes.
How long have you been into wine? I mean, here in the United States, you know, people don't usually drink until they're 21. Is this something you grow up with in Argentina?
Yes. In Argentina, the drinking age is 18. But wine is more cultural. It's really, we live close to vineyards, so we are in the process. We're always in touch with it. We are doing the growing season. We see the grapes grow during the, you know, harvest season. People get pulled in to do, there's always festival about it. So it's not just us, you know, drinking, but it's a cultural part of our Argentina.
Panoram currently imports wines into Georgia and Tennessee and is expanding into other southeastern states. They wholesale their wines to distributors, who can then get the wines into liquor stores and restaurants. Their wines can be found in several locations throughout Chattanooga.
We are in Alias, St. John's, Terra Nostra. As far as retailers, we are in Island Point, Lookout Mountain, we are in by Riverside. We're really done very well in town, and we are very excited because every single one of our bottles in the back of it says Chattanooga, Tennessee, and that's unique. We really appreciate people supporting local businesses, and we encourage them to try, you know, the new wines that we bring.
Panoram deals with 31 different types of wines, including Cabernets, Chardonnays, and the ever-popular Malbec. They've got 8 varieties of that. Malbec really put Argentina on the map as a wine producer. Malbec grapes are originally from France. They arrived in Argentina in the 1800s, but even before Malbec, Argentina had a long history with wine.
We started producing wine about 400 years ago, in the 1500s. Argentina is much like the U.S., country of immigrants, and a lot of Italians came with vine grapes, and the Jesuits in the 1500s started bringing the first grape vines. Through the years, it became a staple in any table. So Argentines drink as much as 12 gallons per capita per year.
Wow.
If you compare that to the U.S., which is growing in the U.S., the U.S. is about 3 gallons per year.
Damon Levy is the director of marketing at Vine Connections, a California wine importer. Vine Connections has specialized in Argentine wines since 1999. Levy says wine grapes come in fads. There was Merlot, there was Pinot Noir. Now Malbec has taken over as the hot grape.
You talk to people, they still think of Argentina as this really romantic, exotic place. And I think that really helps the Malbec, and it helps people want to buy wines from Argentina. Malbec really is still something that people feel like they're discovering.
So Argentina's romantic. Wines from Argentina are generally inexpensive and seen as a good value for the money. They're popular with younger wine drinkers. Those are some of the reasons why Argentine wine is becoming popular here. And one more reason, Mariano Cebrian and his company Panoram are now hosting wine cruises here in Chattanooga. Between 40 and 60 people board the Blue Moon cruise boat and head out on the Tennessee River.
We taste about 6 to 7 wines, great food. It's just a fun atmosphere. I present every single one of the wines. We talk about them and tell people how are they different. And we love to hear from them, which is the most fun, and see how they like them.
The first cruise happened in May of this year. The next one is coming up on Saturday, July 13th. Cebrian says spots are filling up quickly. More information about the cruise and registration info is online at bluemooncruises.org. His company, Panoram Imports, is online at panoramimports.com. You can also find them on Facebook. You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I am Michael Edward Miller.